Last year, St. Petersburg residents living in the Azalea neighborhood learned that they were living within contamination from underground wastewater seeping from the nearby Raytheon Company plant. Two class action lawsuits have been filed, and now one homeowner has filed her own separate lawsuit. Colleen Golligan owns a home on Farragut Drive in Azalea Park. That home was one of 19 wells that tested positive for contamination last year.
That's contaminated, and in a horrible housing market, I now am burdened by the fact that I have to tell everyone, because I can't hide it. I have to tell them, well, the well on this property can't be used because it has 1,4-dioxane in it. Florida DEP has said what they call, I guess, drinking water standards is 3.2 parts per billion, and my well has 10 parts per billion.
Galligan said that in one of the worst housing slumps ever, the fact that there's contamination under her home makes it virtually impossible to sell.
The neighborhood as a whole now has the stigma of having this plume underneath it. My house in particular is one of the contaminated homes.
In January, state environmental and health officials held a town hall meeting to meet with about 200 members of the neighborhood, where they told them that the contamination did not appear to threaten human health. Anna Gibbs is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection.
The Florida Department of Environmental Protection approved Raytheon's site assessment report back on January 29th of this year. That begins a 90-day time clock for Raytheon to submit their remedial action plan to the department. We have not received that yet. It's not due until later this month.
Contamination was first discovered near Raytheon in 1991 from a drum storage site belonging to a company called E-Systems. That factory produced a variety of toxic chemicals. Raytheon bought E-Systems in 1995. But most of those in the neighborhood in question say they weren't fully informed about the situation until last year. That's led to legislation being promulgated in Tallahassee this session to address that problem. It's being sponsored in the Senate by Democrat Charlie Justice and in the House by Democrat Rick Kreisman.
Clearly, the situation that happened out there was not open government, not accountability, and it's just not the way things should be. There was no common sense involved in what happened. And on the one hand, you could easily be frustrated with DEP. But they in essence followed their rules and procedures and the statutes that were currently in place. And the law that's currently in place does not require any notification beyond the actual property owner. And what happened out there was the test well was drilled in the right-of-way, which was owned by the city of St. Pete, so they notified the property owner, which was the city. But they didn't notify the person living on the house, in the house on the other side of the sidewalk.
Kreisman said this bill has gone through two committees, but needs to go through at least one more before reaching the entire House.
The rules chairman, Bill Galvano, who helps determine what bills actually get heard on the floor, is very interested in the bill, as he was involved several years ago in a similar issue with Tallahassee.
John Castle is a spokesman for Raytheon. He said the corporation followed the correct procedures in informing those concerned about the toxic plume.
We have been in compliance with the required communications to agencies and have actually met going back many years with local residents, such as homeowners associations of some of the local apartments and condominiums.
But Colleen Golligan blames Raytheon for dropping the ball and failing to alert the neighbors about the contamination.
When Raytheon bought the property in the 90s, they became a part of the neighborhood. And I think we all have a responsibility to treat our neighbors fairly. And if you have a problem that can affect or hurt your neighbor, it's not okay to keep them in the dark. And Azalea was very much kept in the dark. And it is a wonderful neighborhood. I think we deserved better. And as a neighbor, I believe they had an obligation to tell us what was happening.
Golligan says she's looking for financial compensation from Raytheon in her lawsuit, but would not tell us what that amount was. Raytheon's John Castle says currently the corporation is treating the groundwater at the site.
And we are moving toward our submittal of the next milestone document in the process, which is the more long-term remediation plan, which is the next required document in the process with the FDEP.